Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. We have relationships with anything and everything in our lives, and how we relate with every one of them makes all the difference. Today's relationships have to do with what's being communicated both inside and outside of us. For us to master any conflict related to that communication, we need to understand what we're looking for and why. Let me start out by sharing. In my search for truth, I had all kinds of questions, and while looking for the answers, I noticed I was looking outside myself or to others for what they thought was right for me. It didn't occur to me to look inside. If I did go inside myself, what would I be looking for? After years of self-discovery, I now experience life using a very unique concept when it comes to moving through the issues that surface for me. Today I'm going to introduce you to that concept. You may come to appreciate it as it gives you a template of things you can use for your own inner guidance when it comes to moving through any problems or issues that arise in your daily life. Have you ever been upset with yourself because you couldn't stop doing things like being critical of others or being short-tempered with the people you love? What's going on inside of you? You're sitting in a waiting room and a person close by keeps banging their feet against your chair. You've already asked them twice to stop and they continue the aggravating behavior, causing you to get upset and say unkind things. What's happening outside of you? With the work I do, I'm always guiding people like you towards gaining awareness of what's going on inside in relation to what's happening outside of you. Now, what does that mean? We experience all kinds of situations involving people from all walks of life. Some of those situations are confrontational and leave us feeling upset or unsettled inside. And then we have situations that appear to flow easy and effortlessly, leaving us to feel content. At the end of the day, which situations, when you think of them, would be running through your mind again? It's a fact that we do tend to revisit the confrontational situations. Why? Because they've awakened unrest inside of us. Something happens outside of us, causing us to experience something inside of us. We don't usually consider things like this because we're so busy living life. It's when we experience struggle and conflict that we think things don't make sense and wonder, what the heck? Having awareness of the dynamics at work can for sure help us to move more gracefully through our everyday life problems. Do we have to be aware of absolutely everything inside and outside of us? The answer is no. It does benefit us greatly to know and understand the interaction between the two. Regardless of what we do with that interaction determines if we're growing in awareness or, like I say, stretching our awareness muscles. This truly does give us the guidance we need for us to heal and resolve any unrest inside. And in this show, I'll share the three forms of communication we have both inside and outside of us. And at the end, I'll tie them together for you to more easily understand the interaction between the two. Let's start with the communication inside of us. When we think about what's going on inside, there's three very important forms communicating all the time. We have our thoughts, our emotions or feelings, And we also have our physical body sensations. All three are interconnected, and each one offers unique guidance. When it comes to our thoughts, we have thoughts running through our mind all the time. We're not even consciously aware of some of the things we think about, yet they enter our mind and, if left alone, they'll leave. Not all our thoughts come and go. There's times when we have thoughts that repeat themselves over and over again, creating conflict for ourselves and others. It would be those kinds of thoughts that are worth becoming aware of. They're communicating something important for us to pay attention to. We actually have no control over the kinds of thoughts we have, but we do have control over what we do with the thoughts once we're aware of them. Moving on to our emotions, they can surface when we least expect them. It has been my experience that most people aren't comfortable with their emotions and do what they can to prevent them from surfacing. That doesn't always work. It's important to know we become emotional for some reason, and becoming aware of what's being communicated through those emotions makes all the difference. The third form of communication has to do with our physical body sensations. Inside of us, we're getting all kinds of sensations helping us to know what our body wants us to pay attention to. We have chills to let us know when we're cold. Hunger pangs help us know when we're hungry. Tired muscles let us know when they can't do any more weightlifting today. We experience aches and pains because of what we do or don't do with our body. And I invite you to also consider, we experience different aches and pains or body sensations because of what we're thinking and feeling. All three forms are interconnected and do communicate with purpose. Having that awareness of what's going on inside of us helps us to notice times when we go from feeling content to suddenly being emotional about something. When we go from feeling relaxed to suddenly feeling stressed and uptight. Once we're aware, we're in the position to make any changes if needed. Now let's move on to the communication outside of us. When we think about what's happening outside of us, basically it's everything we're aware of. Let's break that down into three very important categories that are available to communicate with us all the time. We have people, things, and situations. All three are interconnected, and each category offers us unique guidance. The first category, people. Oh, these could be anyone, including ourselves. These can be people we physically interact with or people we think about from time to time. Could be our parents, a friend, coworkers. Could even be someone who wastes our time or tries to stop us from doing something we need to do. There are all kinds of different people, and through our interactions, some definitely get our attention. Next, we have things. These come in all different shapes and sizes. Some move and some are stationary. These are things like the time of day or a meeting place at the mall. Some things awaken our senses, like the smell of popcorn or hearing a honking horn. Things also include the tensor bandage on our ankle or the neighbor's dog. Things outside of us can physically be real, yeah, we can touch them, or can be something we're imagining with our mind. The third category available outside of us has to do with the situations we find ourselves in. The situation of owing someone money, not being able to find our vehicle keys, or losing a close friend. Situations like getting a speeding ticket, missing an appointment, or making the wrong purchase. maybe feeling uncomfortable around someone or being afraid to share what we're really feeling. Situations we find ourselves in can involve others or just be about ourselves. All three categories are interconnected and available for us to interact with. When it comes to what's outside of us, we don't always have control of what happens and why. And even when we think we have everything under control, we have no control of how our experiences will unfold. We have no control of the people, things, or situations being presented for us to interact with. Now that we're aware of what's both inside and outside of us, how do they relate to each other? To keep this simple, we have our thoughts, feelings, and physical body sensations available for us to use, have access to, whatever, whenever we want that information. All of those are relating based on the people, things, and situations we're experiencing. Remember, we don't have to be aware of everything all the time. That'll drive us crazy. We do want to be aware of the times in our day when there's a sudden change in our emotional state or when we're overly reacting to something. Something happens outside of us, causing us to react inside. Times when we go from being happy to being horrible. Times when we go from being considerate to suddenly being rude and obnoxious. These sudden changes inside have to do with what we're thinking about, how those thoughts are causing us to feel, and how both are expressing themselves in the physical body. All of that is happening in relation to the people, things, and situations from outside of us. For example, let's say we have a friend who's continually late. It really annoys us and we've tried different things to get them to stop being late. Hoping this time is different, we agree to meet them for lunch. And as we drive to lunch, all we can think about is how our friend is going to be late. We arrive to find them not there, and after sitting alone for 20 minutes, we're angry. We're not only angry about our friend, we're also angry with ourselves for thinking this time would be different. We leave the restaurant with a piercing headache. What we think about causes us to be emotional. And both our thinking and feeling impacts what does or doesn't happen in our physical body. And all of this takes place inside in relation to what's happening outside of us. So going back to that example, driving to the restaurant, we're thinking about our friend being late. Our thoughts caused us to get angry, which then impacted what happened in our physical body, the piercing headache. It's important to know this isn't so much about the person who didn't show up, as much as it's about the situation we found ourselves in. The situation highlighted an area of unrest inside, and that area had to do with thinking this time would be different. Here's another example. After grocery shopping, we're now standing in line at the checkout counter. There's 5 people in front of us. Another person shows up behind us and starts complaining about how long the lineup is and the poor service at the store. The whole time we're listening to them, our mind is thinking about how rude that is. If they don't like the service, they should leave. In no time, we're irritated, our throat gets scratchy, and we want to turn around and just tell that person to shut up. Let's look at that. Outside of us, the category of people, there's 5 people in front of us and 1 person behind. We seem to be perfectly fine waiting in line behind the 5 people. It's the one complaining person behind us that causes a sudden change in our emotional state, and now we're reacting. Our thoughts about that person to feel irritated, and now the physical body responds with a sore throat. The next category is the things, and this is the grocery store lineup. The third category has to do with the situation we find ourselves in, being in a lineup with a complaining person behind us. Let's go to one more example. Our ex-spouse asks us to pick the kids up earlier than initially planned. Oh boy, it doesn't quite work for us and we say yes anyway. Then our sister asks us if we can babysit her son. It happens on a day when we have a bunch of running around to do and we decide we can do the running around another day. We say yes to the babysitting. A coworker asks us for help with something, and even though we don't have the time, we say yes. Laying in bed that night, we think of all the people who asked us to do things for them and begin to feel resentful. Don't they know we have things to do as well? And in no time, we're upset. Yes, there's people involved asking us to do different things, leaving us in the situation of thinking we need to help them. But this is what I want you to hear. When we were doing the things they asked of us, we appeared to be okay. There was no sudden change in us. It was laying in bed thinking about saying yes to everyone that caused a sudden change in our emotional state. The thinking caused the feelings, which indicates we have unrest inside. We now have the awareness of that unrest, which in this case relates to not being able to say no. Examples like those are real life situations we deal with daily. And not only do we experience problems for ourselves, we also find ourselves in uncomfortable situations and don't know what to do with the uncomfortableness. Now consider this. Think about being around our spouse and our children, and they're going through some kind of crisis. If you're like me, it's pretty hard to sit back and allow them their own learning and growing. We're watching that happen outside of us, causing us to think and feel things inside. Now, knowing this concept of the interaction between the inside and outside makes it easier to identify areas of unrest. And how does that benefit us? I guarantee you, to heal and resolve that unrest is life-changing for you and all your relationships. And I'll be talking about unrest in the next radio show. We really don't have to pay attention to everything and anything. We can be driving down the streets of the city seeing all kinds of drivers and vehicles. Do we stop and take note of every one of them? Of course not. The universe takes care of that. The universe determines exactly which drivers and which vehicles need to get our attention. How will we know? They'll be the ones that cause us to react and have a sudden change in our emotional state. The driver who doesn't make the left turn on the green light, leaving us to sit through another red light, especially if we're already running late. The vehicle in front of us that's burning oil out of the exhaust and we have to breathe that in, yuck. The reaction won't be about what's happening outside of us. The reaction is about what's going on inside. Why do we want to know this? Because it's not fun getting upset or annoyed in situations. It's not fun being hurt or hurting others. It doesn't feel great when we're losing time and energy focused on things outside of us, majority of which we have no control over anyway. What we can control is where we put our attention. If we're putting our attention on changing and fixing others or blaming others, we won't find our way to healing and resolving our life problems. We need to be looking inwardly at our reactions and sudden changes in emotional states, because it's inside where everything takes place. And it'll be inside where we heal and resolve any unrest that is awakened because of our interactions with the people, things, and situations. I'd like to give you some guidance here. When we struggle or have conflict of some kind, that indicates we have an area of unrest. And those areas of unrest, if not taken care of, continually cause conflict in relationships and drain our energy. Those areas of unrest express themselves through our physical body. What happens over time is we start to think our drained energy is because of a health issue, and we go looking for the health issue. Is it really? If we begin to focus our attention on our thoughts and feelings in relation to the life experiences we're having, we find our way to areas of unrest, which when healed and resolved, literally transform relationships and boost our energy levels beyond measure. And I have experienced this time and time again. Yes, there are people outside of us who awaken areas of unrest. Their actions or inactions cause us to react and get upset. That upset won't be so much about those people as much as it'll be about what we're feeling or dealing with inside. One thing for sure, regardless of whether we're looking inside or outside, sudden changes in things like our emotional state, physical health, or energy levels get our attention. Sudden changes in our relationships with people, things, or the situations we find ourselves in, get our attention. I was doing floor exercises and noticed when I was lifting my legs up, I was struggling a bit. The moment I realized I was struggling, I wondered, what was I thinking about? And there it was. I was thinking about going to the dentist and the amount of money I had to pay for the procedure I needed that day. I wasn't aware I had those thoughts running through my mind until I was in the situation of finding it harder than normal to lift my legs. Now that guided me to be aware of some unrest inside, and for me that day, it had to do with money. You have all kinds of relationships. Do you ever stop to think why the same person keeps upsetting you? Do you ever wonder why you get along with everyone at work, but for some reason when you talk with this one manager, you walk out of their office feeling drained? I say this respectfully. When you've had enough of the upset or tired feeling, finding your way inside will help you bring about the changes you want to make. The moment we become aware we had a sudden change in us or that we've reacted for some reason, that's the moment we begin to pay attention to our thoughts, feelings, and the physical body sensations. That's the moment we begin paying attention to the people, things, and situations we find ourselves in. What's being communicated through all of that? We're not looking at what people are doing or what they need to change. We're interested in our own behavior, what we're doing, and how we're reacting. Everything inside and outside of us forms part of our puzzle in life, and both are equally important when it comes to putting the puzzle pieces together. Learning How all the puzzle pieces are interconnected gives us the direction we need in order to resolve everyday life problems and relationships of all kinds. Awareness is the key factor in initiating change within us. Life offers us guidelines and reference points for us to learn something about ourselves. We'll be called to look both inside and outside of ourselves. We'll be called to use our thoughts, feelings, and reactions in relation to the people, things, and situations we find ourselves in. Why? Because there's times when they surface, offering us an opportunity to learn and grow and heal, not only within ourselves, but in every one of our relationships going forward. Nothing is more powerful than our own grace and awareness. This show is focused on the interconnection between inside and outside of us. Going forward, we'll be looking closer at the whole concept related to that one word, unrest. My next show has to do with how we go about healing and resolving it. I think you'll want to tune in. If you want to learn more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. If you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing and relationships of all kinds. And as a trainer and speaker, I'm passionate about guiding people to build authentic relationships from the inside out. I wish you so much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.